Cantor Fitzgerald lost 658 employees at the World Trade Center on September 11th. That's the reason that people outside Cantor's business, the bond markets, have even heard of the firm. Now, Cantor Fitzgerald has taken an unusual step, launching its first ad campaign in newspapers and on cable television, and linking the firm and its electronic trading platform, eSpeed, publicly to the events of that day. Each television commercial features an employee talking about surviving the World Trade Center attack and about those who didn't.
You wanted to do something for them. Rebuilding the business and making sure that we kept going felt obligatory towards the people who had died. It felt like a tribute as well. It seems like something we just have to do. We have to succeed. We have to keep going.
That testimonial was from Cantor Fitzgerald General Counsel Steve Merkel. The ad campaign was produced by the Bartle Bogle Hegarty Agency. The agency's president, Cindy Gallup, says the team spent a lot of time weighing the pros and cons of going with a 9/11 linked advertisement.
We were enormously aware of all the sensitivities associated with the development of this campaign. The approach we felt it was best to take was, as our copywriter put it, tell the truth and get out of its way. We actually felt that the most appropriate thing for the company was simply to have its own people tell their own story. And by the way, I should point out that the employees who feature in the ads all volunteered. Everything is in their own words. And as you listen to the ads, you can hear for yourself how strongly they felt about rebuilding the company, demonstrating to the world that they could go on and that they wanted to go on in memory of and to help the families of the friends and colleagues that they had very sadly lost.
And yet, while the name of Cantor Fitzgerald may be indelibly linked in our memories with September 11th, there's really nothing inherently relevant about that tragedy and selling bonds.
Well, eSpeed is an important part of Cantor Fitzgerald's business, an important part of Cantor's capability to be able to deliver, as it has pledged, 25% of its profits over the next 5 years to the families of the employees that were lost. And the business problem, if you like, that eSpeed and therefore Cantor faced was that 9/11 undoubtedly made the business audience, traders, unsure of eSpeed's capabilities or long-term future. In that context, it seemed appropriate to put communication out there that quite literally simply told the company's own story and demonstrated what it was made of.
But when you say it demonstrates what the people who work there are made of, when we hear that about, say, the New York Fire Department, that's highly relevant to what the firefighters do in New York. Their courage is tested every day. This, for Cantor Fitzgerald, obviously, was a horrible one-off event that is unlikely ever to be in any way experienced again.
No, that's absolutely true, and it is a very unique situation. I think that what we felt was, because Cantor Fitzgerald and eSpeed are regrettably forever linked with 9/11, to actually pretend it didn't exist and to ignore the subject altogether would actually be insensitive and, if you like, cause more comment. We thought long and hard about whether or not to address the tragedy within this campaign, and in the end, we did what we thought was right.
Couldn't one just have said, look, we're not ignoring it. It just isn't future-oriented. It's not about what the company's doing from here on in. It's about this thing that happened and that had nothing to do with the bond business.
The fact that against all odds, eSpeed employees made sure the technology was up and running by the time the bond market reopened, that its performance never faltered, actually means that, you know, it's a business miracle in many senses of the word. And we really felt that letting eSpeed and Cantor employees speak for themselves as the embodiment of eSpeed's strength, solidity, performance, superiority, and guts was really the most appropriate message to tell.
Well, Ms. Gallup, thank you very much for talking with
Thanks
us today.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Cindy Gallup is president of the Bartle Bogle Hegarty Advertising Agency in New York City. The agency produced a campaign of print and television advertisements for the brokerage Cantor Fitzgerald.